lean-to. I have lean-to out the barn that my grandfather used to have. My old home place just got a lean-to to, you know, and the cow stayed underneath there.
And what about the place where you would keep horses inside?
Horse barn is what we always call
horse barn. Anything else?
Stables.
Mm-hmm. Where would the cows be milked if they were being milked inside?
Dairy barn.
Have you ever heard of a place where a farmer might pin up his cows until he got a lot of manure there and use it, you know, for fertilizer? We call that anything in particular. Have you ever heard the word compost?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's when you all the like leaves or any debris or anything that's on the in the yard, then you pile it up, and some people put chemicals on it to make it ferment.
Mm-hmm.
It smells horrible when they do that. Mm-hmm. And then they use it to put around flowers, and especially roses and things like that that they need in the spring.
Well, what about a place where the hogs might be kept other than the place that you mentioned? If they were just fenced in or something like that?
Big pen.
Big pen? Mm-hmm.
Loblolly.
What about the kind of farm that on which you have cows being raised only for milk?
Dairy farm.
That's a dairy. Have you ever heard of a place where, before you had refrigeration, where people would take things that spoiled easily, like milk and butter, maybe down to some flowing water, and put them in that to keep it cool?
Mother talks about the well house that they used to have. They had a well, and then before they put the well in, it was a spring was there, and they spring house, and then they had a little covering over it and put things there, like milk and things like that to keep them from spoiling. In the spring house.
You ever heard of people putting it down the well to keep it cool?
Suspended?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. In books, but I've never heard of anybody do that. I read a lot, excuse me.
What about an open place around the barn where the animals might just walk around?
Barnyard.
Just a barnyard. And the place where your cows would graze, you call that?
Pasture.
Pasture. So usually?
Meadow, but you know, that's meadow. People don't say that around here.
Pasture's more common.
Pasture.
But the pasture usually fenced in.
Uh-huh.
What about growing cotton? As much of that done around here?
Not as much as usual. It used to be. There's just farm that don't get a cotton base much anymore. I don't know, maybe it's just not profitable enough in this area. Mostly it's corn and soybeans.
Do you have any idea of the type of work that's done in raising cotton?
Mm-hmm. I've picked it before at a 15-minute job. I quit. A lot of hoeing and everything.
What's meant about chopping cotton?
Well, grass growing up in before they had all the herbicides, insecticides, and all this and everything, and still had to plow it. But chop cotton with a hoe before they had everything was mechanized. And cotton, I think, is a delicate, you know, it's growing, and it's rather difficult to get all the grass and everything out of it by machine. So we still have hoers chopping cotton. Kids around here used to, you know, when I was in high school, people chopped cotton and picked cotton to make extra money, you know, for kids in high school. But now, just very seldom you ever see a cotton crop, especially in Weber County.
Well, anything in particular you call that type of grass that grows up that you don't want? Or is it just referred to as grass?
Well, weeds, grass. We have a problem right here with Johnson grass.
Johnson grass.
There's some in town.
It's just about taking over South Alabama.
Yeah.
I should have brought some. Have cut through all over the place. What about the place where your cotton or your corn grows? You say it grows in a big
field.
Talking about fences a minute ago. What type of fencing might you have around a field or a pasture?
Usually now they use American wire. If they're trying to keep animals in, they put barbed wire on top of it. We don't it's just the big, you know, have the big squares. You know. I know some of the farm terms because I hear it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
My brother.
Well, what about talking about fences? These are fences people sometimes have around their front yards or their gardens. They're usually white. They're not these big massive things like a railing fence.
Picket.
All those picket fences. Or maybe a type of fence you might have around a chicken yard, something like that. Maybe a little taller than.
Yeah, it's chicken wire.
Have you ever seen a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock around here?
Not much, because every bit of that stone has to be imported because we don't have.